Fellas, I want to talk about women and money. Did you ever notice, like, around payday, your check becomes our check? Your lady says stuff like, when do we get paid? And did we already put our check in the bank? And I'm thinking, there's a lot of we going on here. When did you start speaking French? So think about it. When your lady starts speaking French, start speaking Spanish. Adios. Watch the hook. Watch the hook, man.
Oh, fly, Peter. Fly, man. Fly, fly.
Yeah, Tommy, I'm telling you, I ain't with them stalkers, man. But Peter Pan is the man. I'm telling you, he's all that, man.
Hey, Martin, you think Peter was gay, man? You know, hanging up in that tree with all them lost boys.
The man had a girl, Tinkerbell, man.
Yeah, but Tinker was only this big.
Yeah, but most of that was butt, man. Pow.
You guys are really sick. You're sitting up here talking about cartoon characters' bodies, all right?
And I've got bad news for you. Tinkerbell was flat.
Yes, she was.
Y'all don't even.
Yo, Morton. Tommy.
Yo, what up?
How you ladies doing?
Hi, Cole.
How you doing,
Cole.
Gina? Hi, Pam.
Yo, you get White Man Can't Jump?
I got something better.
What?
Soul Island starring King Beef, yo. Oh.
King Beef, all his movies stink.
Yo, this boy's gonna get an Oscar.
Oh, King Beef, please don't make us wait.
Ladies, I would love to rock each and every one of your worlds. But first, I must die.
Man, the ladies, man. Come on, man.
Excuse me, why do we always let Cole pick the videos?
Excuse me, because I always pay for them.
I'm not watching any King Beef. I'm out of here.
Wait, Pam, there must be something we could do. Oh, I know, we could play that game we were playing at work. Remember, Pam, the book of questions?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. But I'm not playing that game with these immature little boys.
Why we gotta be all that, Pam? I'm saying, and why not?
Come on, Pam, it'll be fun. These questions, they find out everybody's embarrassing secrets. Girl, you know what? We should not play this game. You're right.
No. Me and the fellas are down. What's up? We down.
I wouldn't mind. It'll
Boom.
Be fun.
Hey, wait. Does this have anything to do with geography? Because if it does, I'm out.
Okay, here's how you play. When I ask the question, you just answer it honestly, okay? That means everybody.
No, I'm gonna do the honest thing, girl.
All right.
Tommy.
Question number one. Would you date someone who is 40 pounds overweight?
Nah, no. I got the breed, baby.
No, Pam.
I would, I mean, long as 20 of it was in his wallet.
Gross. Cole.
Sure, 40 pounds overweight means baby can cook.
Next question. Do you think if you spend a lot of money on a woman, that means she owes you something?
Absolutely not. Well, how much money are we talking about?
Well, I don't, but I know some brothers that do.
Yes, y'all do. Y'all looking at one right here. If I take a woman to the movies and to dinner, you best believe I'm expecting something back later.
That is ridiculous.
Sorry, baby, but that's the way it is with us men. Sorry, honey.
Well, it's not right, but, you know, money is power.
That's right. See, the moolah is a down payment.
Well, since y'all put it that way, let me go give Cole back his $25 I borrowed from him last week. I don't want you having any power over me.
Who gave away, baby?
I'm giving you
the
money.
Next question. Okay, if you were married and shipwrecked on a desert island with a beautiful stranger, would you make love to them?
Marianne and Ginger, yeah. But not that Mrs. Howe.
Martin.
Come on, baby. I would die making love to a coconut before I cheat on you. Now, about this $25 you borrowed from Cole, what was that all about?
Oh, okay. Well, remember last week when Cole spent the night because his mother had a date? Mm. Well, you were in the shower and I was running late for a meeting and I needed cash for a cab. Moving on.
Hey.
Would you date someone who was of a different race than yourself?
It don't matter what race she is. We all black when the lights go out.
Well, I don't know. You know, my mama always told me she can't use your comb, don't bring her home.
Wait a minute. Tommy, you were dating a white girl in college.
Oh, no, she wasn't white. She was French.
What about you, Martin?
So why didn't you get me out the shower?
What?
Martin, don't start. Just get over it.
Gina, why didn't you get me out the shower?
Why do you even care, Martin?
Because it's a man thing, baby. I mean, you really wouldn't understand, you know? I don't want no other brother loaning my girl money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you need money, I'm the man. You come to me, baby.
You had just paid your rent.
Gina, that's not the point, okay? The point is, babe, if you needed $25, you should have come into the bathroom and asked me. I probably would have told you I ain't have it. Go out there and get Cole. Cole would have came into the bathroom, I'd have borrowed the $25 from him, then when you came back in the bathroom, I'd have gave you the $25. See my point, babe?
I don't see the difference. She was only trying to help you out, Martin.
The difference is Pam, okay? All right? The money is power, all right? And ain't nobody having power over my woman.
Wow. I didn't even know I had that power.
Power? How does this power work exactly?
Don't mock me, Gina. Don't mock me. Okay, we're gonna work this power thing. Everybody listening? All right. Gina borrows $25 from Cole, but she can't pay it back, right? So a couple of years go by, ring, it's the phone. Who's on the phone? It's old Coley Cole here. Hey, Gina girl, I own you. You into me deep. Gina,
oh, Cole, I'm so sorry. I have no way to pay you back.
Cole, hush your mouth, girl. Yes, you did. You see, my mama's not home. And payday has arrived. Next thing you know, Gina is Cole's love slave. Why? Because you borrowed $25, baby, to catch a cab. I'm not to be mocked, Gina.
You know, Martin, I'm so glad you cleared that up, brother, because I owe him 10 here.
Look, Martin, if money is power, then you ain't got none. Because, see, Gina makes a whole lot more money than you do anyway.
When did you stop making more money than me?
Don't go there, brother.
She was gonna tell you just as soon as you started making more money. But don't worry about it, brother. I know what'll happen for you. Just hang in there and keep hope alive.
Keep hope out of my house. Get out!
Please,
get out!
Dad!
Mark, you just kicked us out of here.
Well, you ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get up out of here. Bye.
Oh, wait, I forgot my tape.
What is wrong with you?
How could you do this to me, Gina?
I didn't do anything to you, Martin.
I can't.
How much more money than me do you make, Gina? I mean, is it 10, 20, 30? I mean, how much more, Gina?
It doesn't matter.
That much, Gina!
Stop acting like this!
I think you better do what they just did. I need time to think.
Are you serious? Fine. Are we still on for dinner tomorrow night?
I don't know. I gotta check my finances.
Don't worry, Martin. I'm paying.
Martin's got 3 ketchups, all of them open.
Well, then stay out of my refrigerator. What are y'all doing here, man?
We're always here.
Nah, but I thought I threw y'all out.
That was yesterday.
Yep. Well, welcome back.
Hey, listen, you know, I didn't mean any disrespect, right? I mean, I never intended for Gina to be my love slave.
No, man. I mean, it's cool. I ain't got no beef with you. You know what I'm saying? It's just Gina making more money than me, man, tripped me out.
And why should you care anyway?
My whole radio image is based on me being in charge, man. I'm the man. You know what I'm saying?
You're the man.
Exactly. Exactly. Yo, man, if it got out that Gina was making more money than me, man, yo, I'll lose my whole audience. And then Stan will fire me. But don't worry, I get another job and calls will be coming in. Just be some guy, look here, Martin, give me pepperoni and make sure it's not late.
Come on, Martin, you know that's not gonna happen.
No, it's not gonna happen as long as my brothers didn't tell nobody. Y'all ain't tell no one, did y'all?
No!
Yeah, no!
I'm telling them, I just told my moms.
What?
Hey, you know moms and I don't keep no secrets.
Cole, what are you doing, man? Telling your mama is like putting it on Arsenio the night Eddie is on.
What did you tell your cackling mother?
Nothing. Just told you was broke. And that Gina make twice as much as you do, but, you know, I didn't go into any details on...
Call your mother and tell your mother it's not true.
I can't do that. It's a bingo night, and she's already been drinking.
Everybody knows, man. Thanks, man. You ruined me, man. What's up? Look, today, we're gonna talk about why men rule the household. It's because men are the providers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's something that goes way back to the caveman days. Hey, I didn't make it up. See, a man's job back in the day was to go out and hunt a water buffalo, kill a water buffalo, and drag the water buffalo home. Not to say that the woman's job wasn't important. I mean, somebody had to fry it up. Put some macaroni with it, hook it up with some yams, you know. But Detroit, I need to hear from you. What up?
Yo, Martin, this is Lil D calling from the east side.
Lil D, what's up, man?
Man, I heard through the grapevine that your woman is supporting you.
Where'd you hear that, man?
First, I heard it while I was in line at the unemployment office. But I didn't pay it no mind. Then I heard again at the disability office. But when I heard it later at my job, I had to call you, man.
Well, D, come on, man. You know me. Come on now. Listen, man, you can't believe everything you hear, man. Especially down there at the unemployment office because everybody down there got lied, man. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna move out. I'm out. Next call. What up?
Your woman is supporting you?
Yo, man, shut up. We got a break for commercial. We'll be back.
Martin. Stop dogging our female listeners, man. I can't afford to lose that audience. You have any idea what those tampon sponsors pay?
I don't know, man. Look. Can I talk to you?
Yeah, but hurry up, man, because I got to go get my hair cut.
Well, let me hurry. Yeah. Listen, everybody knows that Gina makes more money than me, man.
So what's the problem, man? You know, you got a woman supporting you. Kick back, relax, and spend her dough, man. Shucks, I've been looking for a girl like this for years. I got close once, but she died before I could get the paper signed. 6 months pushing wheelchairs for nothing.
Stan, that's cold, man.
No, it's not. What's cold is I'm going after a mother next week.
So, girls, what is the latest? Ain't that Nora's girl over there?
Now, you know I'm not one to be spreading other folks' mess, but my son Cole told me she got 3 babies with 4 different daddies.
That's what I heard.
Well, that's nothing. Y'all remember Willie?
Yeah, we know Willie.
Yeah. Girl, the man done burnt down his house for the insurance money. Damn fool didn't even have no insurance.
I heard that too.
Now, I also heard that your son Martin broke as a joke. And Gina supporting him.
Buying him clothes and buying him groceries too, child.
Y'all didn't have to do that. You didn't have to say that. You didn't have to go to him, Maddie. That was wrong. But since we're going to be talking about some sons mooching, all right? Well, let's talk about your son, Cole.
Huh? Now, Edna, leave my baby out of this.
Well, look, don't you think he's a little too damn old to be living at home with his mom?
It's better to mooch off your mama than to mooch off your girlfriend. Besides, Martin ain't nothing but a gigolo.
That's your butt. That's your butt.
That's
your
butt. All right, me no.
Can't we act our age here?
Evelyn, if we act our age, you'll be dead.
And you got your nerve. What about your son, Kevin? I saw half your silverware down there at the pawn shop.
All right, all right. So we raised 3 sorry little boys.
Got me all started. Y'all done got my blood pressure all up. So, I said, I got to get ready to get out of here and get my back cracked. Okay. Girl, you was about to get well on. You know that, don't you?
That's all right.
You know Sugar didn't want none of me. But I'll call you, all right?
All right, sweetie. All right. Make sure you do. All
right. Woman ain't got no sense.
Crazy as a road, miss.
Oh, excuse me, ladies. I'm getting ready to leave sooner. Is this tip for me?
Get away from that.
I'll give you a tip. Don't eat egg salad if you plan on riding the bus, sucker.
Ain't that Edna's boy over there?
Girl, sure is.
Yeah, that's him.
I bet he's so embarrassed he hope nobody sees him.
I bet so.
Martin!
How y'all doing, Miss Brown, Miss Porter? How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Hey, what you doing here?
You know, I got to take my Gina out to dinner, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, I support my woman, you know? You know what? If I don't take her out to dinner, she won't eat.
That's what I heard.
Well, now, Martin, I heard that you could use a little help.
No, I'm cool. Have you been listening to those rumors about me being broke and not having money?
Oh, no, baby.
You know what happened? Huh. I had lost my bank book, right? So what they wanted to do was put a freeze on my account so nobody couldn't get my money, you know? But hey, I got me some money now.
Oh,
yeah. Second. Look at that. You want some of this, don't you?
Hey, what?
Well, yeah. Get yourself a little
you,
something.
Baby.
You want something?
Yeah, I sure like the answer.
Hey, let me give you one more. I know what you like to do. Look, I'm gonna get my seat and get ready for my girl. I'll see y'all later. Have
all
a good
right.
one. All right.
Boy, what a liar.
Girl, now I can get my toes done.
Hi, Martin. Sorry I'm late.
Hey,
are you all right?
No, nothing I can't handle.
What will it be today?
Whoa, I'm the man at this table. I'll be ordering for my baby.
Martin, what are you doing? I order for myself.
Not when I'm paying. That's right. Now look here, what's the most expensive thing you got up in here?
Well, we have goat.
Oh, you got goat? Well, then hook us up with some goat. That's right. The most expensive goat you got. You know what? Billy goat. Billy goat. Billy goat gruffs. Give us 2 of those. Spare no expense up in here.
Martin!
Give us Dom Perignon to go with the billy goats. That's right.
Excuse me. I'm not sure if that's what I really want. Could you give us a few minutes, please?
Sure.
Martin, what is wrong with you? Why are you...
I'm trying to take care of my baby.
Money,
I'm trying to get take care of you. Ain't you Martin Payne from the radio show?
Yeah, that's me.
I heard your show today. Hey, look here, bro. Keep hope alive. You see, Gina? That's been happening to me all day, baby. I'm a joke, Gina.
You are not.
Yes, I am, baby. You know what they say about a man whose woman makes more money than him, babe?
What?
Then I'm weak, I'm a punk, I'm nothing, I'm crumbs on the table, Gina.
Stop it, Martin, it's just rumors.
That's easy for you to say, babe. You're coming out large in this rumor, Gina.
Look, I don't care what people say, rumors don't last.
Yeah, but after this rumor is over, you'll still be making more money than me, Gina.
What do you want me to do, quit my job?
No, take a pay cut.
You are hopeless.
See, even you said I'm hopeless, right?
Oh, no,
I'm hopeless. Oh, Gina, I'm so sorry. I can't be the man that you need me to be in support of you. I'm so sorry.
This is a man thing, isn't it? It's a man thing?
Yeah, baby, it's a man thing, Gina.
All right. Baby, look at it this way. You make more money than me.
I do?
Yes. See, if you figure it per hour.
Yeah.
See, okay, you're on the air 4 hours a day, right?
Uh-huh.
And I put in 12-hour days sometimes.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. Now, if you think about it, if you put in as many hours as I do, you'd be making way more money than me. Way more.
That's right. You know what? I didn't even look at it that way. Oh, my goodness. Baby, they are making a fool out of you down there on your job, and you don't even know it. Oh, my God. They are working my baby like a rent mule. Girl, this is great. This is great. I got to tell white people, hey, I'm making more money than my girl. Yeah. Baby, how do we tell everybody?
Don't push it, Martin.
No, but come on, let's tell Cole mother. She be cackling and telling.
You are lucky I love you.
All right, but look, let's just get up out of here before I be broke for real.
Good, because I wanted a burger anyway.
Hey. You can get cheese on that.